Sticking with physics and, in fact, sticking with energy, we're also joined by Laurie Winkless from the National Physical Laboratory this week. Laurie, what have you got for us?
I found this really interesting paper, Ben. It's from a group at Georgia Tech in the US and the Beijing Institute of Nanoenergy. And they've actually developed a generator that can convert your footsteps into electrical power. And the way that they do this is, well, when you walk across the floor, you might think that your footprints are just propelling you forward, but you're actually losing quite a lot of kinetic energy into the floor. Now, there have been efforts to harvest these vibrations using piezoelectric energy harvesters previously, but what these guys have done is actually quite different. They've developed a triboelectric nanogenerator that can produce large amounts of power outputs from a single human step.
What do we mean by triboelectric?
So triboelectric is basically charging that happens as a result of friction. So if you take a plastic comb and brush it through your hair, you build up surface charges on your hair and on the comb. So these guys have basically taken that effect and they've produced a polymer and gold sandwich, as it were. So the top layer is made of two polymers, PMMA and PDMS, and they have a little thin layer of gold in between. And the bottom layer is coated in gold nanoparticles. So when you step on these layers, you actually bring these surfaces into contact and you build up a surface charge.
So that is obviously a way to extract energy from a system, but is it actually worth doing? Are we going to extract enough energy from people walking past to actually do anything useful?
Well, the pretty clever thing about this paper is that the use of gold nanoparticles has massively amplified the amount of charge transfer that you can get in this kind of system. And to demonstrate the actual power of this effect, these guys, led by Zhang Wang, produced a nanogenerator about the same size as your palm, so quite small, but pretty big in terms of nanotechnology standards. And they connected it to a bank of LEDs and asked their staff to step on it, basically. And they actually managed to produce, with a single step on this nanogenerator, they produced enough power to power 600 LEDs.
So the thing that strikes me about this paper is you call it the triboelectric effect, but we also call this static electricity. It seems to me that the big thing isn't necessarily getting electricity from walking. As you said, people have been doing this before, but it's actually the fact that we're taking static electricity, the thing that makes my hair stick up on end and makes my jumper crackle when I pull it off, and turning that from something where it's just a charge to something that could actually power electrical equipment.
Yes, basically. So when these sandwich layers join together, as you said, you build up surface charge, so you build up static electricity, and electrons flow from the gold into the polymer. And when you then, so this is when you've stepped on the generator. If you then lift your foot off the generator, you separate those charges and you produce a voltage, basically a potential difference. And that actually drives electrons through the system, which you can then tap off as current electricity.
So what's going to be the next stage then? How are we going to start scaling this up and how do we hope to actually be able to deploy it?
Well, I mean, personally, I have this vision of the disco dance floor from Saturday Night Fever being powered by those boogieing on the surface. That's what I would like to see happening. But these particular guys are interested in basically harvesting energy in urban areas. So maybe in train stations, maybe you could gain enough power from footfall to maybe open the gates, or even just as an aesthetic addition to an urban landscape, having individual paving stones that light up as you walk on them.
Thank you very much, Laurie.
No problem.